Looking to take your success to the next level? Want advice and tips for personal development? You're in the right place. Welcome to Not the Average Joe Show with your host, Joseph Fleck.
What's up, everybody? My name is Joseph Fleck, and thank you for listening once again. I apologize for my little whiny voice. I had a pretty bad flu over the week. I took a lot of time off work, so I'm just recovering now, feeling a little bit better, and I'm excited to be here with you today. I know it's been a while, but I am back, and we're going to get this show on the road with more weekly podcasts. When you thought that Not the Average Joe show was gone forever, I have resurrected. So we're getting excited, guys. It's coming down to the end of the year and the start of a new one. 2019 is going to be awesome. 2018 was great, but we could do more. It flew by, didn't it? I'm excited about today's podcast, you guys. I've had a lot of people reach out to me asking me for advice and how to start a podcast. So it's a little bit different than what I'm used to doing in terms of talking about self-development. But, for me, starting a podcast has taught me a lot. It's my way of kind of writing my own diary, if you will, and reflecting on that and seeing from an outside perspective, you know, how I am as a person, if that makes sense. So I think it's super beneficial. A lot of people should start podcasts. It's the coolest new thing out there. A lot of people are, but a lot of people don't know where to start. I've learned a lot by just doing it. And for you, you know, you've been contemplating doing a podcast for a while. You didn't know what to do. You know, it's crazy. Gary Vaynerchuk talks about this a lot. He says, you know, back 100 years ago, or shoot, even 20 years ago, it would have cost thousands and thousands of dollars, probably hundreds of thousands of dollars, to do what I'm doing right now. And to be honest with you, this cost less than $20 to start. To start a podcast, it really did. So I'm going to go through a couple points and show you what it takes to start a podcast. And just know that I'm here for you. Tweet me, Instagram message me, send me an email with your questions on how to start a podcast. I'd love to help you because that's what I'm here for. You can also shoot me an email at notTheAverageJoeShow@gmail.com. And then my social handle for Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all that good stuff is notTAJShow. notTAJShow. Not The Average Joe Show. So let's get into it, you guys, with step one. All right, so first thing I did, obviously, is I researched a lot. I looked at YouTube videos. It's so cool. We have this cool thing, this tool now, where if you want to learn something, you know, you don't have to enroll in school and get a degree. You can just go on what's called the internet and Google it. So that's exactly what I did. Another reason why I was a little late on getting back to the podcast was my microphone broke. So funny story real quick. I plugged it in a few days ago and I was starting to record a podcast and my microphone was broken. Actually, it was picking up radio signals. So I was getting this weird like AM radio station. So unfortunately the microphone that has been with me for more than a year now doing this podcast is unfortunately laid to rest in a dumpster. But I went on Amazon, I bought a brand new microphone. I really like it actually. And it cost me maybe $20. So buy yourself a mic. I will put in the description below the link of where I bought this mic. So you can literally sound as good as me, right, with this microphone. And then, of course, you need a laptop or a computer of some sort. So I bought a laptop, which, of course, I think by now everybody has a computer. If you don't, that's weird. So microphone and laptop, that's the only gear that you're going to need, right? And while I'm doing this, my phone is on. I'm on Instagram Live right now. And you could do that. You could go on Facebook or YouTube. I'm also starting something new I forgot to tell you before we get into step two. I'm putting together a blog. So all of my podcasts going forward are going to be dictated and put into a blog on my website, NotTheAverageJoeShow.com. Okay, so number one, buy a microphone and buy a laptop or a computer of some sort. You probably already have one. Number two, you need to find a host. So I use an amazing host. It's called Podbean. Many people use it. So Podbean, go to their website. I'll put a referral if they have that in the description below as well. So open yourself a Podbean account. Really cool. Cool thing about Podbean is you could see your stats and they have different packages. You can literally have a free account on Podbean, which I recommend just to start out. Start out with the free account before you invest a lot of money into this. Because if you're like me, or like, excuse me, how I used to be, I would invest a ton of money into something and then not stick with it and it would fall through. So don't be afraid to start small, and you can always upgrade. So I upgraded, I got the big account, so I can see stats and I could see where everybody's listening from, how many listens I'm getting a day, etc. It's really cool. And they do free hosting to iTunes. So that is your first in. And the majority of my listeners come from iTunes anyways. So they'll get you on iTunes. You just have to, make a logo and a description. Basically, you're making a Facebook page for your Podbean account. Which brings me to number three. Make a Facebook page for your podcast. So you have the brand, right? Mine is Not the Average Joe Show. You got to think of a name. Think of your brand. Write this all down on a piece of paper. That's what I did. So I got my Word document. I have my name, a short description, long description, keywords, and then you can utilize that to open your Facebook page, your Twitter account, your YouTube, all that good stuff. So I did all of that. I opened many social platforms, and I don't use them all as much as I would like, but I try. So number three is, write all that down and then open those social network accounts. Number four, go to Fiverr.com. This is the coolest part. You're going to get really excited about this. Fiverr.com, many of you have heard about it. For $5, you can have a professional voiceover do your introduction, like I have. So get an introduction. It's really cool. I could put you, I send you a link as well to, if you just go to Fiverr.com, put in podcast or podcast intro. There's a lot of cool people out there who do a really, really good job. So that's what I did. And it cost me, I want to say about, to get it really professionally done with background music and everything, it was about $50. So I did that. And then next, so they'll do your intro, your outro, advertisement, Not the Average Joe Show. We'll be right back. So stuff like that. All right. Number five, build your website. You don't need a website. I'm building a much bigger brand than just a podcast. So I use a website. I go to Weebly. You could do Wix as well. If you don't know how to code, this is perfect for you. Weebly or Wix, and you make a really good website, really cheap, really cheap. I don't remember exactly how much I spent, maybe about $100, but they've got free, versions as well. Again, all of this stuff you can literally do for free to start and then grow from there, right? Because do not expect to make any money your first year. Or two, right? I want to give you real expectations, which I'll get to a little later. All right. So number one, buy a mic and buy a laptop. Number two, open a Podbean account. Number three, social media. Number four, Fiverr to get your intro and your outro. Number six would be your website, Weebly or Wix. I use Weebly myself. You can check out my website, NotTheAverageJoeShow.com. It's really fun to build websites too. I like it. All right, number six. I think we're at number six. Yes. This is where you are going to publish your podcast. This took, this was probably the most challenging part for me, was where am I going to put my podcast? I want to put it on iTunes. I want to put it on Google Play Store. I want to put it on iHeart and TuneIn and Stitcher. But how? Well, super easy. Again, magic word, G-O-O-G-L-E, Google. You can, I'll put a link in the description below and you can see where I was able to put my podcast on iTunes, Google Play Store. I have it on iHeart. I have it on TuneIn and Stitcher as well. And here's the thing. I have my podcast on many platforms. 99%, maybe 99.5% of people will listen to my podcast on iTunes only. But just in case, I have my podcast out there on all these networks. Why not, right? You got nothing to lose. And best part is, it's free. Totally free. So why not, right? Put it everywhere. Your goal, this is going to sound selfish, but it's so true. Your goal here is to exploit yourself. Get yourself out there. Have people listen. How do you do that? Find every avenue. Right? When you have pancakes, you don't just put syrup on one edge of the pancake, right? No, you want to cover the entire pancake with syrup. Well, you want to do the same thing with your podcast. That's the dumbest analogy I think I've ever come up with, but you get it, right? So here we go. Let's summarize real fast. Buy a microphone, Amazon, super cheap, maybe 10, 15 bucks. Number two, open a Podbean account or find your own hosting. Maybe Podbean isn't for you. There's many more out there. Do your research. I found Podbean to be a little bit more expensive than the others, but worth it, especially if you're really going for a big podcast. All right, number three, social media. Start your Facebook page, your Twitter, your YouTube, your Snapchat. And most importantly, do what I don't. Stay active on those social networks. I'm trying to get better, and that's my goal for the next year, is to get really good and active on social media, because I'm terrible at it right now. Gary would be very not pleased with me. Okay. Number four, go on Fiverr.com. Check out your intro and your outro. And again, keep in mind your expectations. Well, let me get through this real fast and then I'll talk about expectations. Number five, your website. I use Weebly. Number six, iTunes, Google Play Store, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. If you just Google, like, how to put podcast on TuneIn, click. There you go. You're going to find it. It's super easy. It's probably the most challenging part because there's a lot. You know, you have to set up an account and then submit all your stuff. And then you have to wait for a review because it doesn't just happen automatically. So if you plan on publishing a podcast, do it a week before. Does that make sense? So be a week ahead. You want to start your podcast and then publish it a week later because that's how long it's going to take for you to get approved to all these places and start marketing your podcast. All right. So that's about all I have for how to start a podcast. But let me tell you about realistic expectations. Now, I came in with really good expectations. I knew I was not going to make any money my first year. I knew that. Which, surprisingly, I actually did make a little bit of money, nowhere near the amount it cost to start a podcast. I probably did this podcast for less than $200. But you don't have to. Don't let that number scare you. You could literally do this for free. But I spent a little bit more money because I wanted a good professional podcast, right? But still, $200 is nothing. Ask your grandparents how much it would have cost to start a radio show in the 80s even. It's crazy. So do not expect to make any money your first 12 months. And who knows, maybe you will. But just don't have that expectation, because if you have that expectation, you're going to lose and you're going to fail. And you're going to get discouraged. And number two, I think, don't do it for the money. I don't do this for the money. I mean, obviously, it would be awesome to do this full time and do it for the money, but I'm just here to help people. That's my goal. That's what I've been called to do, and I feel like it's an important part of my life, and I want to do that to the best of my ability. So, set very low expectations in terms of monetary value. After you start your podcast and you get it rolling, you know, a couple, probably 6 months into it, and probably 40 episodes later, I started, what's cool is about Podbean, you can do sponsorships. So you can apply for sponsorships, and they will match you with people who will give you money to sponsor them. And I've had two so far. I literally made pennies off of it, but it's a start. It's something, right? Because you're only going to make money off of your podcast if you have listeners. It's really that easy. If you have zero listeners, by the way, you will have zero listeners the first several weeks of your podcast. Let that be known. But tell your friends about it. Tell your family about it. Start there. And then listen and watch Gary Vaynerchuk. He's got a lot of videos on podcasting, but not just that, but how to use social media to increase your audience. I'm not going to talk too much about that because I don't feel I am very good at that yet. And so I don't want to give you any advice on what I need advice for. Does that make sense? So Gary Vaynerchuk is a huge mentor of mine, and I'm actually wearing his shoes right now. But check him out. Listen to what he has to say in terms of building your audience, because that is your number one goal. And then most importantly, I think a few other things you should work on in terms of having a podcast is don't have a monotone voice. Don't be like, hey, welcome to Not the Average Joe Show. My name is Joseph Fleck. This is episode 43. No, you want to have that radio voice. Be excited. You want to be like, hey, you know, I try to build up my excitement before every episode and the enthusiasm, because that is what people want to listen to. They don't want to listen to your depression. I have plenty of episodes where I get real sad and really depressed. And, you know, it's just important to convey positivity and enthusiasm, because that's what people want to listen to, at least to start with, right? And you don't want to lose it. I like having short podcasts. I mean, I'm already at 17 minutes right now, which is a long time for me, but I don't like to drown on and on. And also, I think it's important that you listen to podcasts. Listen to podcasts like your own and hear it. Hear, you know, how they do things. How do they incorporate advertising? Where is their intro and outro? What guest speakers do they have on? That's one thing that I need to do that I don't do is have more guest speakers on. Excuse me. Still trying to get over this cold. And then one thing I've learned from a good friend of mine, Janet, I met her at a Gary Vaynerchuk meet and greet, and I'm friends with her on Instagram, and she is obsessed about being vegan. Her whole Instagram is being vegan, and she has a ton of followers. She has a ton of Instagram, YouTube, all that good stuff. All of those followers because she's obsessed with what she does. She's obsessed with the vegan lifestyle. I'm obsessed with bettering your best, with self-development, and that's what I'm here to portray to you. So be enthusiastic, but be passionate about your craft. I'm not doing this for the money. I'm doing this because I love what I do, and I want to do this as my life's work. What do you want to do? So find out what you want to do. What Gary Vaynerchuk says, and he's like, look, if you like slime, you could do a whole podcast, a whole YouTube series on slime, right? If you like donuts, you could do a whole thing. He really got his start by making a library called Wine Library TV, where he sipped wine and talked about it. and he made millions of dollars. Like, it's that easy. You could talk about the Flintstones. There's people are passionate and in love with so many different things, whether it's a football team, self-development, donuts, you know, anything. Do what you love and have fun with it, because that's what's important. And again, you know, this is just an overview of how to start a podcast, but please reach out to me if you have any questions. I want to help you. I want to guide you along this process to start your podcast and be successful at it. Because so many people start podcasts and they don't stick with it because they don't have the listeners. I've been lucky enough. I average about 30 to 40 listeners a day. And I'm so blessed by that. I thank you so much for listening to my whiny voice as I'm very congested right now. But you know, it's really that easy, guys. Starting a podcast is super easy. Do not be overwhelmed by it. It is a cake. It's just a step-by-step process. It'll take about a week before you submit your first episode, but it's worth it, you guys. So check it out. Good luck. If you need help, if you want me to be a guest on your show, I'd be very happy to. And I will see you next week on another episode of Not the Average Joe Show.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Not the Average Joe Show with your host, Joseph Fleck. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit NotTheAverageJoeShow.com and Facebook.com/NotTheAverageJoeShow. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Not the Average Joe Show.